Basic English. My name is Russell Ziske, and I'm going to be your instructor for the next 5 weeks. So I want you to call me Russell, and I'm going to call you by your first names, because frankly, I'd have a pretty tough time pronouncing some of your last names.
The great Harold Ramis, R.I.P. from How about Stripes,
when
right
he did
there. Russell Ziske.
Son of bleep, bleep.
Do run, 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 do run, run.
Da do run, 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 da do run, run.
That was good. Browns fan, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium.
What kind of training?
Army training, sir.
Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Joining us now, Gerard.
That's the fact.
Terry.
Jack, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I watched it last night. I watched it last night.
Sorry,
what's up, Gerard?
No problem. I'm enjoying it. You're very entertaining. Thank you.
Gerard, we went through our list of the biggest needs for the Browns, and we both came up with 9, although one was center, one was safety in case that Mack and Ward are not back.
Right.
How do you see the needs of this team after going through your own roster evaluation?
I'm going to go with the wide receiver position for starters, because you cannot have just one guy giving all the production from that group. So right there, I think that's a major need. Then after that, I would fall into the line of I'm convinced Hoyer can get the job done, so I'm iffy on the quarterback, but then I'm going to look at inside linebacker, and then also bring another cornerback here as well as a safety, especially if T.J. Ward exits the building.
It's a pretty long list of needs that are real needs. We didn't stretch to put these needs together. Would you go along with that? That's a long list?
Yeah, I would go along with that, but it is legitimate needs, and that's one of the things when you are 6-10, when you have a 4-12 record or 5-11, those needs are going to come up because someone's not getting the job done. So, you're on point, in my opinion, with those needs, and that shows you right there that we're still in a rebuild stage, unfortunately.
I think that when you look at the needs, though, I think that they're easily attainable. I think you're going to be able to get a receiver in this draft. You're going to be able to get a running back in this draft. I think getting a corner and getting the inside linebacker could be a little bit tougher. Gerard, let me ask you, and just to get back to this, I'm of the belief right now that the Cleveland Browns at number 4 are either taking their quarterback or Sammy Watkins, and really, in my mind, those are the only options. Do you agree with that, first of all? And second of all, in your opinion, you take Watkins.
In my opinion, I'm taking Watkins. I've been on the bandwagon for Sammy from the get-go, and barring anything that he does foolish from this time on, I'm all about Sammy Watkins being in uniform for the Browns. And I'm of the mindset, if you're going to go that high with a pick, that guy has to be an immediate contributor. And if you're going to have a quarterback, I got to think that, one, he's not going to beat Brian Hoyer out if Brian Hoyer is healthy, because Brian Hoyer would just have a step above him, especially with this group of quarterbacks. We don't have an Andrew Luck coming to Cleveland. You have guys who have to get through the motions and go through them to get prepared and won't be accustomed to playing NFL football.
Yeah, I think in either case, it's a plausible scenario, but in either case, you're asking a rookie to be that big a difference maker. And, you know, the chances are you think that Sammy Watkins could be, but still, there's a lot that a rookie receiver needs to kind of figure out too, and history shows us that. So we'll see how it goes. It wouldn't stun me. I'll throw a third scenario in here, and that is with so much depth at multiple positions in this draft that I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns look to actually add picks and do a trade down scenario for the two positions we've talked about, quarterback, receiver, and have extra picks to get additional players maybe at those positions or others. Gerard, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
He is Gerard Cherry. Make sure you're listening to Hooley and Gerard. That follows this show. We want to thank Eric Metcalf for being with us. Want to thank the many callers we had for all their great contributions and good stuff along the way. A lot of good topics that we addressed. And we want to thank Carly McCord for tweeting throughout, doing her superb work throughout, and talking about hurricanes and such with us. Welcome, y'all. And our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs. Thank you for hanging out on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.